Welcome back to Morning Ireland. The time is 16 minutes to 9. We're live in Tullamore, and I just want to give you the name of one other candidate that I didn't mention running in the Laois Offaly constituency. It was the Labour candidate, Councillor Noel Toohey. To County Monaghan next, though, Mahara Clune Mitchells and the Galway champions Uachtar Ard are set to face off in the All-Ireland Intermediate Club Final in Croke Park on Saturday. For Mahara Clune Mitchells, who are still without a home, it's a huge boost for the whole community. The club's playing grounds were destroyed by a sinkhole in 2018. They were then relegated to intermediate level, and now they're just 60 minutes away from All-Ireland glory. Our North East correspondent Sinead Hussey has been visiting the village ahead of the game.
Okay, boys and girls, are we all ready for the weekend?
Yeah! At Drumgoslet National School in Mahara Clune this week, there's only one thing being talked about.
Mahara Clune going to be in the All-Ireland final, and we hope they bring home the cup.
I'm so excited because we get a chance to play at Croke Park without home. We made it all the way to Croke Park.
It's not every day that Mahara Clune get to go to a club final.
Well, I hope that Mahara Clune will win, and I hope that James Ward plays well.
Mahara Clune rules, and are the best team in the Gaelic history.
This time last year, the club had been relegated to intermediate level and were without a place to call home. James Kieran, who manages the team, says it was a difficult time.
It was a great shock when our grounds that we have, you know, played in, had so many memories in, our community centre, everything is gone, you know, and will not be back. So there was a sense of, I suppose, devastation at the time, like, you know, coming to grips with it. But definitely, sometimes in adversity, you know, people find an inner strength, an inner belief, and that has definitely been the case in this scenario. We've had serious goodwill from all over, you know. I think our story maybe has resonated with a lot of people, but, you know, that's the real strength of the GAA. You know, you'd be proud to be a member of the association, because when somebody's in difficulty, you know, everybody else rose in. We're the best of enemies, you know, during the season, maybe, but we have had nothing but goodwill from all around us.
We're going to do a bit of shooting and stuff, lads. We're not going to do any big real contact stuff here.
At training this week in Dublin, the players are putting in the work. They've had to travel around for training, but they're glad to be back playing senior football this year and are now just 60 minutes away from All-Ireland glory. Peter Ward is captain of the team.
Our whole aim was to get back up senior in Monaghan, so it was. And we achieved that by winning the championship in Monaghan, and then everything was bonus territory after. But it starts to become reality when you win your first game in Ulster, and then you're only a couple of games away from a final. And but you just take a step by step, but you definitely couldn't have dreamt of this now, so you couldn't. If ever a community needed the lift, hopefully this has given them it, so it has. And probably the Minister of Sport are getting a bigger buzz out of it than us. We're kind of wrapped up in the middle of it. It's probably something we look back on when it's all over and done with, that they got to play with the club in Croke Park, and please God, win as well.
Former county footballer and all-star Tommy Freeman returned to play with the club this year.
Same old cliche everybody says, it's nothing beats the club. It's brilliant. I'm playing club football now for Mahara Clune, coming in 22 years. This is my first time experiencing it. So it's brilliant. When you can run on the Croke Park with your club, it's a great feeling. And, you know, that's why everybody's looking forward to the next Saturday. And so hopefully we can go up there and finish the job off.
When we visit the local May supermarket, Justin O'Rourke is hanging bunting.
It's the most exciting week that I've ever had in Mahara Clune. It's absolutely massive. The team have done amazing work this year. They've really lifted the spirits of the people. James Cairns has done an amazing job. He's taken the team, turned them around, brought in a few players. Tommy Freeman's come back. It's just legendary stuff. They're really, like, I really feel there's going to be a film made out of it. Hey, you know, the next man I expect to see around here is going to be George Clooney, definitely. You know, I don't know who he's going to play, but that's definitely the next step. Like,
there won't be too many people left behind in Mahara Clune next Saturday. 78-year-old Jean Martin will be making the journey.
It means an awful lot to me. It means an awful lot to me to see all me local lads up in Croke Park. It'll be unbelievable. And I'm going up to Croke Park since 1958. And I never thought I'd see the day that I'd see Mahara Clune playing in Croke Park. And I hope they have a good day and that they'll do the business.
Best of luck to both teams in Croke Park on Saturday. That report was by our North East correspondent, Sinead Hussey.